I think I lied about 10 minutes ago when I said it was my last question, because I got to ask you one more question, but this will be it. What about the issue of adjuvant trastuzumab without chemotherapy? Older patient, frail, you don't really want to think about giving chemotherapy yet with a HER2-positive tumor.
Well, again, we're in a situation where there's no data. We don't know what Herceptin monotherapy does in the adjuvant setting. If you've got an older woman with a HER2-driven breast cancer that is ER-positive, then clearly this woman deserves an aromatase inhibitor. Now, there is one metastatic trial that might help shed some light on this question, and it's called the TANDEM trial. It's a trial where all of the women had postmenopausal metastatic breast cancer. They all got anastrozole, and half of them were randomized to also get trastuzumab. The hope would be that this trial would tell us whether or not hormone therapy with an AI plus Herceptin is a good plan. And if that trial is positive, then you might have at least some evidence that that would be a reasonable approach.
When do you think we'll see data from that trial?
The TANDEM trial has three patients that have yet to have a progression prior to the analysis. So it's a 400-patient trial. We have three more events to trigger the analysis, and I expect we'll have the data probably in late 2006.
Do you think that if that study is positive, it would influence your thoughts in terms of trastuzumab without chemo and adjuvant?
Well, I think it would provide at least some confidence that you can safely give these two drugs together. I don't think there's really any concern. It's being done on the adjuvant setting all the time without any signals jumping out at us. But also, it would tell us that the potential crosstalk between the two pathways is going in the right direction. As you know, the aromatase inhibitors affect the estrogen receptor pathway. The HER2 pathway actually interacts with the estrogen receptor pathway. And although in preclinical models it's a good idea to suppress both, we've never formally tested that in a patient population.